So today, I've got a question. Do you know what time it is?
Not before 6 a.m.
I was waiting for it. You know, but that's true. We run our lives according to that clock over there. We get up, we go to sleep, we go to work, we get married, we have our lives, we have our families, everything according to time. We even, as I gave Marianne a video that we watched on our Monday night, and it talked about the one thing that we cannot control is time. We can't stop time, we can't make it go forward, we are stuck in time. You can't control it, but God can. We talked about Prince, and it was the right timing, because God knows what time it is. So I have to ask you again, what time is it?
God's time.
God's time. I got a whole story about that one. When I retired, and I've been working since I had a paper route at 10 years old, and I thought I was ready. I went to the goodbye party, good riddance to TV20, and let me tell you, it was good riddance. And I was all set. But then, you know, that Monday morning came, and the alarm clock went off, and I didn't have anywhere to go. And I just came to this realization that I have all the time in the world. That I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. It doesn't matter. I can do it next week, next month, next year. Nothing mattered anymore. And I didn't like the feeling of being so out of control that nothing mattered as far as time. So my daughter, Katie, at the time, Katie Ash, Ash was in the other room, and I was standing in front of the mirror in the bathroom. And I was really getting pretty depressed. I think this is the second or third day of this. And I was like, she's like, well, you know, we could go do this. We could go do that. I don't know what to do. And then finally, I sat there looking in the mirror, and I started shouting out what Debbie just said. That's why I'm telling the story. It's God's time. It's God's time. Because I came to the realization that I couldn't just waste it. And that there was something to do, and that I did have some purpose, and there was still something else. Time. Time. You know, the church talks about time always. We're in the last days. Jesus is coming tomorrow. Get your act together. Everybody better get it together. Time is short, even to the point of people telling you, sell everything you own because it's going to happen on June 21st of 2022 or whatever date they come up with, forgetting that Jesus said that nobody, including him, knows the date or time that this will happen. So why do we get so overly concerned with this? It's no different than the rest of our lives. We get so concerned about things that really don't matter. Have you ever gotten concerned about something? I mean, really concerned about something, even to the point of worrying about it, and then it resolves? And you're like, well, why did I get all upset about that? And, you know, can we just project that out with time into the future that God's already got it handled? Isn't that what we do in prayer? We praise that we're already healed, that cancer is not in his vocabulary. Don't we already do that? How can we condition ourselves? You know, that's another thing. We're not going to get into it today, but we're getting back to that spiritual maturity gauge. We're going to get back to that. We're on to something. And we can't let that drop. So I was just talking with somebody the other day, and I was just talking with them, and I was bringing that back up again, and it was like, you know, how are you doing with, you know, asking the Holy Spirit to fill you? See, when we don't look at it, we forget to do it. And when we forget to do it, then the day goes by, then a week goes by, then a month goes by, and before we know it, a decade has gone by, and we haven't asked the Holy Spirit to fill us. And that's something that's very important to do. We need to be asking the Holy Spirit to fill us every single day. We need to be in concentrated prayer every single day. Talk about using God's time wisely. That's the best use of God's time. So John is dealing with this subject of time. What time is it? And he's got all these people in the church, and he's got these people actually in the church who are telling people things that are not true. Gnostics. So Gnostics believe that anything physical is evil. And they believed this back then, that anything physical is evil. And so you can't have anything spiritual physical. Well, there's a problem there with Jesus, because Jesus became man. He became physical. A spiritual became physical. And the Gnostics are like, can't do that. And so not only do they have to deal with the Romans who are persecuting them, not only do they have to deal with all the Jewish people who are changing up everything, they got to deal with these Gnostics who are telling them lies. Sound familiar? We have any kind of like crystals that people use, and witchcraft and voodoo. We were talking about voodoo the other day. We have all these other spiritual things. I'm going to go there. All these other religions that are misleading people to a wrong God. I'm sorry, but it's true. There's only one true God. So all these other things are misdirections. And so that's what John is dealing with the church, is all these people are being misdirected. He's gathering up the church. He's building up the church. And then within the church itself, these people are coming up and pulling people away and telling them lies. And we know who the father of all lies are.
Yeah.
You got that right. So let's get right into it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Dear children, this is the last hour. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour time. It's the last days. It's the last hour. Better hurry up. Better get it together. Sound familiar? You know how much we have scared the daylights out of people with this? That the Antichrist is coming, and there's this mark, and there's all these things, and it's all coming out of the book of Revelation, which is all cryptic to begin with, and we don't really understand it completely, but it's scaring the daylights out of people. And it's not a good kind of scaring the daylights out of people that they come to the Lord. We found that doesn't really work well, that telling people they're going to go to hell doesn't get them to come to the Lord. What gets them to come to the Lord is telling them that God loves them, and that they're accepted, and that they have purpose, and telling them all the positive things, right? So, in the last hour,
for 5 tons you can of vinegar.
What, David?
You can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
You can catch more flies with honey than vinegar. Isn't it true? Dear children, he says, dear children, he cares for these people. Dear children, this is the last hour. Huh. And if you've heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now. Now, remember about time, we're transporting 2,000 years ago. Even now, 2,000 years ago, many antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. We know it's the last hour because there's people coming against Christ. That's what he's saying. The antichrist. Anti is against Christ, in substitution of Christ. The anti, the opposite of Christ, is coming. As a matter of fact, it's already here. You don't have to worry about the last times because they're already here. Let's repeat that for a minute. Because the church seems to have some confusion about this. We don't have to worry about, is tomorrow the last day, because it's already here. How can we say that?
Just like Hitler and Mussolini.
Because as we said, and when we were praising, when Jesus came, incarnated, when he walked this earth, when he suffered and died and rose, those were the beginning of the last days. And we are in, we've been in them for 2,000 years, folks. And we're going to continue to be in them, maybe another 2,000, maybe a day. I have no clue. But we are in the last hours, kind of like when God has this big clock. And you ever hear about like the midnight, that we're getting ready to hit the stroke of midnight in scientific terms, of as far as the earth and all the different things that are happening? Well, for God, that clock is ticking, and we're in that last hour before midnight, because Jesus has already come. That's how we know it's the last hour. They went out from us, he says, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. He's talking about all these false teachers. And it's not just in the days of John. We've had them throughout all these thousands of years. So many false religions, so many false teachings, so many spiritual crystal here at Amethyst that you can wish upon it. You know, all these myths, and that's what they are, it's a myth, detract us from God. All of these myths are the Antichrist. Anything that pulls us away from God or pulls us away from Jesus is the Antichrist. You don't have to be looking around for a Hitler or a Mussolini. There's a good chance that they had a lot of that going on in them, let me tell you. They're pretty messed up. But we don't have to look past our neighborhood to find pretty messed up, right? I mean, just give yourself a little survey of what's living around you, man, and you'll find out real quick what's going on around this world. But I will also tell you, all those people need Jesus.
Amen.
But you have an anointing. Hear this. From the Holy One, and all you know the truth. You guys know what time it is. You guys know what to see. Even as I was challenging you, what do you see? I already know you know what to see. You already see it. I think sometimes, I swear we have amnesia. We have this constant amnesia, like we remember everything, we hear a message, we read the word, and all of a sudden, ding, it comes back, and the next day is like wiped out again. It's like this ongoing amnesia. We know what the truth is. We know what time it is. We know who's in control. We know who has all the power. So why do we fret? That's a question I'll let you take home with you today. Why do we fret? And then it's what I'm going to have to take home. Why do I fret? I'm getting rid of that word worry. It doesn't belong in my vocabulary. I can have concerns, but I can't have worry. And now I've learned I also can't have regret. Because regrets are just like worry. You can't do nothing with it. You can grieve, but you can't really have regret. Because regret is like worry, and it's just a constant overturning in your mind over and over and over with no solution. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all you know the truth. What is that anointing? The anointing of the Holy Spirit. We are anointed by the Holy Spirit to have the Holy Spirit not only around us, but in us. And to make us holy. Make us holy. You didn't have nothing to do with it. God made you holy. He anointed you. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Lies and truth. Lies and truth. You know, I swear, if I could just know what the truth is, I really am a seeker of truth. I really want to know what the truth is. You ever deal with something in your life, or like maybe you're dealing with some kind of new hobby, or maybe you're dealing with a project, or dealing with some people at work, or dealing with some relationship issues, and you just want to know the truth. You just want to know, how does this work? And now we've got this internet, and you can go to AI, and you can get all kinds of information. It's not necessarily correct, and it could actually be downright dangerous. Like, I started getting into audio lately. I'm really into audio, and I'm trying to learn about, people know this about me now, about decibels, and about how many decibels can hurt your ears. And so I'm trying to learn. I've been learning a lot, because whenever you're subjected to really loud music, I measure the music in this place, by the way, because I don't want anybody's ears to get damaged, and they can get damaged. And if we bring that volume up too long, too high for too long, it will take out your ears. So I want to know the truth about decibels. I want to know the truth. But do you know that, like, there's three or four different ways to measure decibels? And that there's all these different ways of knowing of how much loudness you actually have, and it matters what the distance is, and like there's all these equations, it's all this math. But it's all true if you get the right numbers. So it's like anything else in spirituality, in the Word, we have to interpret the Word, we have to interpret what the Bible is telling us, because, you know, like, it's like this Antichrist thing. And it's about like this mark thing and all these things that we get all freaked out about. And some people get really freaked out about it. And so, you know, but what is the truth? Well, let's boil it down for a second. Jesus said, you won't know when, where, whatever time, right? Boom, that one's, we're done with that, right? Jesus said it. I'm going to take that on authority. And Jesus said that I am more powerful than anything else, spiritually or physically or anything in this world or anything anywhere. I am more powerful than that. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
And Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, me, I'm inside you. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
So if all those things are true, I just go to the scientific thing. I'm an engineer at heart here. And if I put A, B, and C together, I get D, which tells me, D says that I ain't got nothing to worry about. What time is it? It's time to celebrate. That's what time it is. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. Let me tell you, there is a whole bunch of Antichrists running around out there. There are millions of them denying Jesus as God. All the other religions denying Jesus as God. Even the Quran even says that Jesus is not the Son of God. That's a lie. That's not true. And the father of all lies is our enemy. So is it any surprise that we would be deluged with lies? So our job here, as we walk this world, as you have your children and you're trying to train them up, what you want to do is train them up to know truth from lies, right? But that's not an easy thing to do, because it's not easy to tell what is true and what is not true anymore. And it's getting harder by the day. But what we do know, we know that Jesus is in us. Jesus is more powerful than anything else. And we need to accept him as Lord and Savior. What else do we need to know? God makes it simple. We make it complicated. Continuing. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. So in other words, if we accept Jesus, we get God. If we accept Jesus, we get the Holy Spirit. I used to think, like, okay, well, which one is it in me? Is it the Holy Spirit that's inside me? Or is it Jesus that's inside, or is it God that's inside of me? And the answer is yes. Jesus is inside of me. God is inside of me, and the Holy Spirit is inside of me, because God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one, and they're all inside of me. But we, again, at least I do, I make it complicated. Which one is it? Let me spend a year to try to figure that out. Sometimes we just got to go through the exercise. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and the Father. It is time to remain. It's time to remain. Want to know what time it is? It's time to remain. It's time to remain in what you already know. Man, that's a relief right there. It's time to remain in what we already know. You know, I was watching those videos about that church thing. And what they were talking about is, you know, all the people that you're looking for, they're already in your church. All the people that are going to be the next gen to take over, they're already there. You just got to see them. You just got to look into what they're all about. You don't have to go find, we don't have to find all these people. They're already here. There's a church in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And they have 125 baptisms a month. Pretty good record. 125 a month. That's like 12,500. That's like 1,500 a year. And you know where they're getting the people? You know where all those baptisms are coming from? Out on the street. All these people are walking in there, and they're finding God. They're finding somebody who will actually accept them, because a lot of them are, man, they are pretty messed up people, let me tell you. I don't know where this church is at, but it is in a bad neighborhood, because there's all kinds of people dealing with all kinds of stuff. Then they're walking into this church, and they're finding God. So God is already there. He's already on that street. He's already in that church. He's already here. We don't have to look for him. We just have to see him. Couple more verses. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Oh my goodness gracious, is it not today? How many people are trying to lead you astray? Many. Constantly. People, you know, a lot of people, the apologists, like I always talk about the apologists were the people in the church who were of God, and but they started trying, well, actually they were not of God, and they were trying to prove that God doesn't exist. And they got so frustrated with their trying to prove it, they became some of the best defenders of the faith ever. Because you can't prove that God doesn't exist. First of all, if you try to prove God doesn't exist, you're trying to prove something that doesn't exist, that you're saying something exists to try to prove it doesn't exist, right? It's really hard to be an atheist. To be an atheist means that you can't even acknowledge God, and you can't try to disprove God because that God doesn't exist, right? So most people are agnostic, not atheists, and they're kind of on the fence. They don't, they're not so sure about God. Does he exist? And will he really help me? Or they're angry at God. They're like, you know, the church, they didn't treat me right. These people, nobody treats me right. And so God is still here. We just have to discover him. But if we have distractions that are pulling us away, it makes it that much more difficult. That's what the game the enemy is up to. Continuing. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you. And you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all these things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has been taught, just as it has taught you, remain in him. Long-winded. Long and short of it. Remain. There's such wisdom in that word. Remain. Don't get led astray. Don't think that, you know, sometimes, you know, there was this thing called the secret. Does anybody ever hear of the secret?
I don't believe it.
So the secret was that you could, this craziest thing, man, it's this woman out of Australia came up with this thing. She became a multimillionaire from it. She wrote this book called The Secret. It was popular a couple decades ago. And she basically said that, you know, if you want a new car, you just say, hey, universe, get me a new car. And boom, you'll have a new car on your driveway the next day.
Yeah, right.
And that was the secret. And they sold it, and you had to, you know, send away for it. You had to get a videotape, and you had to learn all this stuff that the universe wants to give you everything you want. Distraction. Lies. Deception. She became a multimillionaire. We have to be careful. So if we have to be so careful, where do we get the truth?
Jesus.
The word.
The word's been tried and true. The word has been around a long time. The word is God. The word is Jesus. The word is truth. And the word again says what? The word says that Jesus is more powerful than anything ever. And the word says that Jesus created us. And the word says that Jesus cares for us. The word says that God is love and God is light and God is spirit. The word tells us all these things, but yet we still will look for that pretty bauble.
Jesus is the only way.
Maybe, just maybe, I can get a shortcut. Maybe, just maybe, I can get that new car. Maybe it will appear on my driveway. Final verses. And now, dear children, continue in him so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. So when Jesus does show up, we're ready. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. So here it is. It's not just a free ride, folks. It's not just like, okay, you know, you've been made holy, so now you can go and do whatever you want. No. It doesn't work that way. You've been made holy, so now you got to live up to being holy. You've been made holy, so you need to reflect that. You've been made holy, so other people need to see you as holy. You are a representative of Jesus himself. It even says in Hebrews that you will crucify Jesus all over again if you start doing all the bad stuff again. So it's not just a get-out-of-jail-free card that you keep playing the same card over and over and over again. We have to act like what we are. But the beauty, the wonderful news, the good news, is that you have been made holy. That you have Jesus in you. And that he is more powerful than anything else. So what time it is, you don't have to worry about, is it the time of the Antichrist? The Antichrist is already here, folks. It's been here, and it will continue to be here until the day Jesus comes back again. And as anybody who goes against Jesus, and you already know, that's a whole lot of people. And it's been a whole lot of people for a whole lot of time. So you can put away all those fears about that Antichrist. You can just pocket those. And second of all, Jesus is more powerful than anybody else, including the Antichrist or the enemy or anybody else spiritual. And we have him inside us so we can have that perfect assurance that we are taken care of. So all we have to do is remain. It is time to remain. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you that you are already in us. We thank you that you have already defeated the enemy. We thank you that we are already in the last days. We thank you, dear Father God, that we can turn an antichrist into a Christ follower. Give me an amen on that. That anyone out there who is against you is ready to be for you. Lord, we thank you for that truth, and we thank you that we can be that means, we can be that voice, we can be that introduction to you that can change everything in somebody's life. Lord, let us see clearly that you are using us, you are empowering us to help others know you. This we ask through the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We're going to close with a song that we don't have the words up there, but I'm going to talk you through the words. We talk about that we are in Christ and Christ is in us. And so we carry out his work, and he actually appears to the world through us. So let's stand. And the first part is, these are simple, love through me. Love through me, oh Lord, love through me. And if you can remember this next part, it's somewhere somebody needs your love today. Oh Lord, love through me.
Love through me.
Be that simple. Love through me. Speak through me. That's why I say, you know, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit speak. And in every encounter, everything you do, just let the Holy Spirit speak. He knows what to say. He knows what to say. He knows what time it is. Just let him speak. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, fill us. Fill us to overflowing. Dear Holy Spirit, love through us. Dear Holy Spirit, speak through us. Speak the love of God, the love of Jesus. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. We stand confident today that we are ready, we are prepared to see you when you come. But in the meantime, love through us. This we ask through Jesus Christ. We are dismissed to love and to serve our Lord Jesus. Go and speak